Government has returned 60% of land acquired by the state in 1942 for the Nungwa farms to the Nungwa Stew, 50% of land acquired for the Madina Social Welfare, Accra Training College and West Africa Secondary School has also been returned to the original owners. The Minister of Lands and Natural Resources, Mike Hammer, announced this when he took his turn at the Meet the Press series in Accra. Benjamin J. Barton reports for Radio Ghana.
Mr. Hammer said the Lands and Natural Resources Ministry has also paid 11,056,363 Ghana cedis as compensation to landowners. This is in respect to Volta Dam projects and Volta River flooded area. He said, despite the positive reforms in land administration, the land subsector continues to face major challenges.
Despite the positive reforms unfolding in the land administration, the subsector continues to face major challenges on service delivery, which has impacted adversely on the public image of the land sector agency. To stimulate and effectively monitor the performance of the subsector, the land complaints unit was commissioned during the year. The facility, which is located in the ministry's premises, is designed principally to receive complaints and concerns from the public.
On forestry subsector, Mr. Hammer said the Forestry Commission is taking steps to secure the boundaries of the country's reserves. This, he said, is to maintain the forestry's integrity in order to achieve the objectives for which they were established.
To prevent encroachment and maintain the integrity of these forests, the Forestry Commission in 2010 cleaned 25,000 kilometers of forest reserve boundaries, 4,256 kilometers of forest boundaries through community contracts. As at the end of second quarter 2011, the total boundary cleaned was 9,823 kilometers.
According to the minister, the investment inflows for mining from 2009 to 2010 was $1.6 billion. Gold production for 2010 was about 3.3 ounces, the highest in the history of gold production in Ghana. Mr. Hammer said the ministry will continuously pursue its objectives by ensuring effective and efficient land and natural resources management for accelerated wealth.
Benjamin J. Boateng reporting.